Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
South Africa's Mango Airlines has had its license suspended. South African authorities have suspended certain operating licenses of Mango Airlines for a period of 2 years, citing regulatory reasons. The airline has been under business rescue for over a year, but has failed to secure additional funding. As a result, Mango Airlines was forced to stop operations on July the 27th, 2021. What is the latest story now with regard to Mango? Poteko Moje-Pele, who is an aviation analyst, joins us. A very good morning to you. Thanks for doing so once again. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thanks, Howard, and your listeners.
So, it's not. I mean, this doesn't come as a major surprise to us, does it?
No, it's not. In fact, it's all within the regulatory framework. When you have a license that you're not using it, ordinarily you render it ineffective by not operating. So, what the licensing council did was to exercise what is within the framework of the regulatory, and therefore it is not surprised, and I think it's people should not be alarmed by this decision.
Right. So what is is this the end of Mango? Is Mango done and dusted in your view?
Not at all. Okay, let me just explain what does this mean.
Mm.
So when they say they suspend the license for a period of about 2 years, is that they give them an opportunity to regroup themselves and put together a plan. Within that 2 years, they must demonstrate that they are interested in the business of flying by putting together a plan forward. So if 2 years lapse and nothing happens, let's say they are still in business rescue as they are at the moment, and it continue beyond 2 years.
Right.
So that license will be revoked. At the moment, it's a pure suspension of the license, but the suspension can only be for a period of 2 years. Beyond 2 years, they will revoke the license, meaning that they won't be able to operate, and they will have to start the process from scratch.
Right. So we've seen a major shift in the landscape, if we can talk about a landscape in the airline industry. All right, it doesn't matter. We've seen a major shift in the landscape of the airline industry in South Africa. How does this impact travelers?
Well, at the moment, Howard, is that you don't have a Mango on skies as we speak.
Mm, mm.
And I think the announcement has really nothing to do with the current setup that we currently have. The difficulty that we have in the industry of ticket prices that are high, with limited air services that we currently have since the demise of the Comair. And so there's not going to be any change, to be honest. It's going to continue like that. But what is going to help the industry is that, remember, let me just say this before I actually forget this point. Mm, remember, the license that allocated to the airlines are not their own licenses. They are government licenses, meaning that when you operate an airline, and the government allocate the routes, certain routes for you, those routes are not your own airline. They belong to government. So government, what government in turn will do is that, well, Howard and his team, they don't seem to be utilizing this license. Let's take it from them and offer it to Senna and somebody else who wants to operate. And they will give it to them to operate, close the gate, because the government has responsibility to make sure that there's adequate transportation for the residents or for the population of South Africa. And that's what their core business is to ensure that there is adequate amount of business. So effectively, if somebody else is coming on board and want to utilize the license, it must be given to that person to utilize it. And should the Mango decide to come back at a particular time, they will then reapply for reinstatement of the license, but not new application, because they are on suspension. They must reapply to get the license reinstated as per what they had. But at the moment, it's good for us because we are going to get new players and they're not going to take long for them to get approval.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. The reality is that from what you're explaining, it almost like now space is created for somebody else to step in. Or if somebody like Lyft, for example, that started on certain routes wants to add routes, I would imagine that those routes are now more available to them. Would that be right?
Yes, absolutely. You're certainly right. It means if Lyft wants to increase the routes, because we all know that they only have Cape Town and Johannesburg,
right.
They want to go to Durban, they want to go to any other places, they can add their planes there and they will be able to operate and we'll get more, at least consumers will get more value because there will then be more players on the market. And that's what we need.
Are we particularly difficult or strict in South Africa, or do you think that it's being handled, the licensing is being handled responsibly?
Let me just say this. At the end of 2019 or beginning of 2020, when the COVID started, the licensing council term had expired. And then we were hit by the COVID. They could not, the department could not put together a team of the licensing council team. The licensing team only came, I think it was somewhere around June, or I don't have the exact date, but they have not been active at the time. So that allowed SAA and other airlines that were not flying at the time to still keep their licenses. That's why people are saying on the newspapers are saying, but SAA was allowed to be flying. They didn't, but the fact of the matter was that the licensing council was not in place, but now they are in place. Now they are doing a cleanup. So that cleanup that you see on Mango and Comair, it is within the law. The truth of the matter is that there's no country that doesn't have the law. If we were going to be open up for anything, we will be flooding our market with non-compliant services that are going to compromise security and safety and security of our airspace. So it's within the law. We are not, I don't think our country, we are hard on ourselves, but it's just implementation of the law that has been approved by the parliament.
So are you fairly confident or optimistic about the South African aviation industry?
Look, there's always new challenges. There's always new things that we learn on daily basis. And there's always opportunities that arise. Sometimes we get into a situation where we don't understand how we got ourselves in here. But at the moment, I think we have learned a good lessons with the past airlines that came and go. We have learned a lot from that. And I just don't foresee that we will ever go back to that, because we have done a lot of research through what we have gone through as a country and as a industry. And I'm sure that those that are going to be coming are coming on the background that they understand what has happened to their predecessors that came before them. So I'm very much confident that we know the business. We understand the business. We have the idea of what we need to do. If we want to run a successful airline, we basically know exactly what to do, and we know what we have to avoid should there be any situation. So I'm confident that the men and women that we have in the industry, they know what they are doing, and we will avoid the situation that we have find ourselves in.
Before I let you go, I just see a news update just came in right now saying a Russian state-owned airline Aeroflot is stripping parts from working planes due to spares shortage. So I thought that's quite interesting. Russian airlines have begun stripping aircrafts for spares amidst a part shortage. That's according to Reuters. State-owned Aeroflot is stripping parts from Boeing and Airbus in order to use for the other flights, because they are having problems buying parts. That, I would imagine, will impact on them quite significantly.
Well, has been expected that that situation will lead to that, because you would remember that both Airbus as well as the Boeing, they are not allowed to sell spare parts to Russia because of the sanctions that have been imposed to them. And therefore, it is not necessarily surprising that they are taking that route. They are trying to maximize the whatever that they have by taking off some of the parts from there. But this situation needs to be resolved, Werner Howard. To be honest with you, it got to be resolved because it's not going to help us. We're having a very much high fuel cost at the moment. And it is simply because of this Russian war that is continuing, and it's not seems to be going to end anytime soon. So the political leaders need to come to the table and avoid this kind of situation that we find ourselves in, because you have absolutely nothing to do with this fight.
But we are impacted on it. Absolutely.
You are impacted.
And we're going to
It should not be.
Yeah.
Yes.
From airline, from travel, to cost of food, to food shortages, of course, a major, major impact around the world. Puteka Mojapele, who's an aviation analyst, talking to us about Mango and the aviation industry.